Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Baha'alotka, Numbers 8:1 through 12:16. To kindle a soul. As you've probably noticed, there's almost always something fascinating to discuss at the beginning of every weekly Torah portion. This week is no exception. Parshat Baha'alotka begins with the instructions on how Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, or high priest, should kindle the menorah for the tabernacle. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up Baha'alotka, the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand." Numbers 8, 1 through 2. The word Baha'alotka means to cause to go up. Rashi, the medieval Torah commentator, describes this procedure by saying that Aaron was to hold the fire to the wick of the menorah until the flame rises on its own accord. What does this mean? I'm sure we've all done it. We have lit a match and then held it to a candle until we think the candle is lit. But when we pull the match away and extinguish it, the wick immediately dims and is reduced to a smolder without any sign of a flame. We have wasted not only a match, but also our time. Now we have to find another match and begin the process all over again. Doing it properly, therefore, is to our advantage. Hasidic Judaism relates Rashi's comment about the kindling of the menorah to discipleship. This concept is connected with Proverbs 20:27, which says that the soul of man is the candle of God. In other words, the soul of man must be set aflame with the love of God and love of the commandments. Aaron is seen as the model for this. Jewish sources remember Aaron for his ability to endear his fellow man to the Torah. The great sage Hillel reminds us that we are to imitate Aaron in this way. Be of the disciples of Aaron, loving peace and pursuing peace, loving your fellow creatures and bringing them close to the Torah. Avot 1:12. Aaron's job was to kindle a flame not only in the menorah, but also in his fellow man. As disciples of Yeshua, we often think it is our job to evangelize others the same way we light candles. We introduce them to the fire within us until we see a spark, and then we move on to the next candle before the wick within them is able to produce a flame of its own accord. Therefore, we often end up having to light the same people over and over. This is the difference between discipleship and evangelism. Evangelism considers a candle lit if it sparks. Discipleship holds the fire to the candle until the flame rises on its own accord. If the soul of man is indeed the candle of God, then we need to make sure we hold our flame to it until it is able to be self-sustaining. How do we do this? Through investing into people's lives. Going door to door or passing out tracts may produce a spark, but rarely does it produce a self-sustaining flame. We must take people under our wings and show them the joy and the beauty of living a godly life. We must also pour into them both the love of God and instruction for righteous living. This takes self-sacrifice, intentional instruction, and a genuine love for others. Only then will the soul of man ignite on its own accord and rise to praise its Creator. Only then will we have helped to create a holy light that does not smolder or grow dim. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah, we've got you covered.